Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm Sammy Nisbet, and you're listening to Late in Life Lesbian. It is September 17th, 2017, and we're back. It's been 2 weeks since my last podcast, and a lot's been going on around here. We were able to send 3 children off to college. Actually, only one of them is living away, but still, they're all in school now. Naturally, because I can't function without chaos in my life, I had hand surgery on the day that the kids started school, but I still managed to get everybody situated. I'm also back at my teaching jobs. I have 2 teaching jobs, and then I decided to pick up a section of a class at the local community college. So I guess you could say by the 2nd week of September, we are settling into something that resembles a routine. And by the way, I did get the stitches out and the bandages are off as of this week, so my hand is almost completely functioning again, so we're good to go. So I found myself in a particularly lesbianic situation this weekend. It started out with a fruit fly infestation and managed to turn itself into a full-blown plumbing job. It's a long story and I'm going to tell it. So I started noticing an abundance of fruit flies floating around the air in my house this past week. So I Googled how to get rid of fruit flies. And most of the DIY sites that I came across said that you can set traps of apple cider vinegar for fruit flies, but they also breed inside of sink drains. So all of these websites said that you had to carefully clean the sink drains thoroughly. Let me just tell you right now that I have absolutely no stomach for stuff like that. But I knew that cleaning my bathroom sink drain meant that I'd need to disassemble the entire sink. How do I know that, you ask? Well, earlier this year, my sink clogged. And my plumber has warned me over and over again that the pipes in my house are old and that they will keep clogging at $100 a pop for unclogging if I don't completely replace all the pipes. So when they clogged earlier this year, I called my dad and he unclogged the sink. This was a job that took 5 hours, but while he was doing it, I watched him very carefully as he took apart the drain. He fed this snake thing down the drain. The technical name for that snake thing is an auger. And then he cleared the drain and he reassembled my sink. Naturally, with 6 in our house and 1 bathroom, the sink clogged again a few months later. But this time, I knew how to fix it. So that day, a few months ago, I went to Home Depot. I bought the auger thingy. I took apart my sink. And after 8 hours under the sink, I unclogged it. But I'm going to reiterate, I may be a lesbian, but I do not have the inherent strength to deal with all things gross. It was horrifying. But I do have a bank account that's dangerously close to being in the red, so I guess I have to put on the big girl pants every once in a while and suck it up. Where were we? Oh, the fruit flies. Yeah, that's where I started. So over this weekend, I decided to gather up any inner strength that I had and clean that drain to get rid of the fruit flies. Naturally, I get the thing unhooked. Mind you, I'm wearing rubber gloves and a bandana over my face. I clean the godforsaken nastiness that lives within our drain. And by the way, in case you're wondering, no, you cannot pour bleach or Drano down it to clean it, or it will eat through the ancient pipes that live in the mysterious innards of my walls. Can't do that. My plumber told me you just can't. Anyway, I go back to put it all back together again. And I noticed that there's this little thingy that fits into the pipe that makes the stopper go up and down. Now I know it's called a piston rod though, because I did Google that. So I noticed that this piston rod is broken and now the sink stopper doesn't come up. What do I do? It's another trip to Home Depot today. I swear I am a walking, breathing cliche. $16 later and my drain is clean. And the stopper is now functioning. Thank you very much. So that was my entire morning. So after I fixed the sink, I went to visit my son who is working at a local street fair today. And I bumped into one of my friends and she said that I looked tired. And I told her that I just did a plumbing job in my house. I didn't tell her about the fruit flies because frankly, that just grosses me out and makes me feel dirty. But anyway, I told her that I did a plumbing job in my house because Theoretically, I did. And I said, because That's what lesbians do. And then she said to me, I don't know, I'm pretty handy and I'm not a lesbian. And of course, I got home and I started thinking about it. Because, yes, I overthink things. But why did I have to make that remark? Or why do I have that mindset? Like, why shouldn't any woman, regardless of sexuality, be able to be self-sufficient? I think we get really caught up in these stereotypes again that we don't even realize it. We're just conditioned to believe that women aren't supposed to be able to do the traditional jobs that a male would do. And if she can, she must be a lesbian. And of course, I am completely guilty of feeding that stereotype by joking about it. I also wanted to read this letter that I received just this past couple of weeks in my Gmail account. This listener wrote this. I'm conflicted about my sexuality. I used to identify as lesbian, but recently I've become attracted, only sexually, not emotionally, to men. My friend tells me that I'm not gay because I find men attractive, but I have a girlfriend, so I'm not sure how to describe my sexuality, and I'm confused and frustrated and tired of being condemned by every category of LGBT. I think this is a common thing that happens to, or a common thing that we notice, especially as people who come out late in life. We don't know where we fit in. We don't know what category we belong to. Do we need a label? So I responded to this listener and I said, look, I'm not an expert of this kind of stuff. I'm a firm believer in loving someone for who they are, not their anatomy. A lot of people will argue that you're either one or the other, but I really think that sexuality, especially for women, is very fluid, in that it changes due to a variety of things. Sexuality is so damn complex. A therapist friend recently told me that there are a lot of studies with women in particular that points to the notion that they evolve over time and comfort levels with themselves. I know for a fact that I can see a guy as being hot, even a turn-on, but I'm in a committed, loving, stable relationship with my wife. It's the same as being in a heterosexual relationship. I was married to a man, very attracted to him, but he was a jerk and we divorced. In other hetero relationships, if I was attracted to hot guys, I didn't act on it because I was fulfilled with the emotional part of my committed relationship. So put labels aside. Are you in love with your girlfriend? Does she give you what you need in terms of emotional support? If so, stick with it. If you're not that vested and it's a new relationship, just be honest and explore things. Be with whoever you want to be, male or female. Don't let the stigmas that your friends impose on you govern your happiness or your desires. And I truly hope that helped that person. I don't know. I do identify as a lesbian nowadays, but I still think that we get wrapped up in labels and stereotypes. My wife and I are watching this show called The Fosters. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. And there's a character on the show, a boy, who is gay and... Or I should actually rephrase, he finds that his first love is a male. And when he goes out to parties and people introduce him as being gay, he has a problem with that. And he explains to them that his problem isn't being gay, it's the label. And he said, I'm just my name. I don't have to have a label attached to my name, which I find to be so very true. Well, I'm going to wrap it up today. Thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying your first few weeks of September. You can visit the website, lightinlifelesbian.org, where you'll find an occasional blog. And you can contact me via Gmail at lateinlifelesbian@gmail.com, or you can even fill out the contact page on the website. Thanks so much. This is Sammy Nisbet, and you've been listening to Late in Life Lesbian.